information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Dr. Holly Lucille is off on jury duty, and so I'm flying solo today. We're talking about happy mother, autistic baby. Depression in pregnancy is on the rise, and with it is the use of antidepressant medications at the same time. When we look at epidemics in general, we're lucky when it's one cause, meaning that, for example, a cholera epidemic is the cholera getting in the water. We can get that out of the water, or we can sterilize the water or whatever, and we've got our one cause and it's better. The modern epidemic is multi-causal. And when you look at autism, there's not just going to be one cause. There's going to be a variety of things that are going to affect it. Ladies and gentlemen, in the United States, we are 1 in 88 children are acquiring autism. Just to give you an idea of that spectrum, when the polio crisis hit, it was about 1 in 3,000, and it almost shut down our country. We had school gymnasiums with iron lungs, the whole thing. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with these autistic kids. If the parents are aggressive and fortunate enough to have money, yes, that child will have services through their life and get to maximize their potential. But I don't know what's going to happen to the other 90%, 99%. We are a humane society. We'll do something for them. But what, I don't know. But in the meantime, prevention is a cure, as my good friend Dr. Holly Lucille says. And we better look at every potential cause and look what pops up on the radar. Medications during pregnancy. Two recent studies have shown an association between antidepressant use during pregnancy and increased risk of autism in children. Now, here's the weird thing about it. Sweden. It seems like whenever there's a study showing there is no link to autism and vaccine, there is no link between heavy metals and autism, it comes out of Sweden. It seems like everywhere else, vaccines may be a problem and that mercury may be a problem. Now, the Swedish would argue they do better studies. And I think there's some merit to that. Okay, I think that there's sometimes bigger numbers and some good science. I'm not saying that the Swedish studies aren't strong. What I'm saying is that it seems like the only stuff that says everything's okay in the vaccine and metals department comes out of Sweden. It's weird. But this didn't. This is a negative study on medication that came out of Sweden. And that shocked me, because that whole theory that, hey, Sweden is just being run by the big pharma industry, throw that out the window. According to the study, the risk of having an autistic child was doubled by the use of antidepressants taken during pregnancy. This is a large Swedish study that was published in the British Medical Journal. Again, one of the big four. It is making it into the big four. The British Medical Journal is one of them. And it included more than 1,600 autistic children whose mothers took any kind of antidepressant during their pregnancy. It was pharmaceutical. Okay. Now, we're not saying that over-the-counter supplements such as 5-HTP, such as tryptophan, we are not saying that those are safe. I think they should be used just as carefully or not be used at all, along with the medications that they're talking about, the pharmaceutical ones. For the record, please don't believe natural is safe. This is a very, very dangerous thing to take, any form of antidepressant or in essence, manipulate the neurotransmitters in any way during pregnancy. Now, when I looked at this, here's the thing that I didn't get. Most women during pregnancy, or maybe it used to be, feel pretty good. They have, it's kind of an interesting thing. Pregnancy can heal. When women are pregnant, they almost double their blood supply. As a cardiologist, I warn them, listen, I might hear a little bit more of a murmur. Don't worry about that. The blood volume that you had almost doubled to support the baby. Got it. They get it. There can be some moody stuff, and there can be some, you know, that first trimester with the sickness and all that. Look, some of that stuff is normal, but overall through a pregnancy, it was that glowing thing. So when I saw this, what kind of kicked it into me is pregnant women aren't happy anymore. Wow. Now, I know that the circumstances around pregnancy are a big deal. Is it a couple that has been trying to get pregnant for a while and they do, and this is joyous, or is this a, you know, a 16-year-old pregnant single girl? I get that. I don't live in a bubble. But the way the hormones were supposed to work during pregnancy, the way the blood volume doubles, the way all that was supposed to balance, women generally were pretty darn euphoric and happy is the way it was supposed to work. It's greatly disappointing me that this is, to ladies out there, this is being taken away from you. Depression during pregnancy is not just abnormal, it's bizarre. It should not be happening. There's a lot more going on here than simple serotonin deficiencies or whatever. It is nutritional, it is societal, and I guarantee it's absolutely hormonal. I want to look a little more at the study here. The other study, there was a couple studies that came out. This one is in 2011 that I pulled. Showed a twofold increased risk in autism if mothers took antidepressants. Now listen to this. In the year before delivery, and a threefold increase with antidepressant use during the first trimester. Wow. Let me explain. For women who want to get pregnant, what this study is saying is to be safe, you need to stop an antidepressant a year before getting pregnant. I have talked to women who are talking about getting pregnant through the years quite a bit. And I'll say, listen, you know, 6 months before minimum, you start your protein and your multi-mineral and your good prenatal vitamin and your clean, you know, without mercury or real low fish oil or tablet. You know, you get that prepped. Now we got a whole new thing here. Now, look, none of the doctors I know ever prescribe antidepressants to women who are getting pregnant. And I'm not ready to jump on the drug companies because women, you shouldn't be taking these drugs if you're trying to get pregnant, or when you find out, you should immediately stop it. I don't know where they are in pregnancy category risk or whatever, but it always is a bad idea. But what this shows is this changes the whole scene. Ladies, you're going to have to plan a year to a year and a half before trying to conceive if you're on antidepressants. This needs to be on the tongue and the lips of every women's doctor, family practice doctor, naturopathic doctor, witch doctor. I don't care who's out there. One of the questions is, if you're going in for an annual PAP or you're going in to talk to your doc, they say, are you trying to get pregnant? And you say, yes. Are you on any antidepressant medication or any botanicals for depression? Anything for depression, you need to pull it off. And I don't have, look, antidepressants for a lot of people work. They do. And a lot of those women, what happens? You feel happy again. You feel better. You might want to have a baby. That makes sense to me. I've never been pregnant. Kevin over there, who's our engineer, he's glad I've never been pregnant because I'm a guy, right? But I'm trying to be funny without Holly on board. That's a tough thing to do. But we'll give it a shot still once in a while. But with it, the planning stages have to change. The authors did try and look into the reason for this, and it came down to serotonin mechanisms in the brain of the patient that we wanted to get. We probably wanted to increase serotonin. It looks like it is affecting the serotonin in the fetus. So, natural alternatives. It looks like this may be related to mineral deficiency and precursor deficiency. What I recommend is if you're considering getting pregnant and you're on antidepressants, run your neurotransmitters and find out what your levels are, serotonins and all those. Neuroscience, neurorelief.com can do that. There's a few other companies as well. But run those neurotransmitters and start the process of working on the underlying causes to get off of them. And it is my recommendation, one full year off before getting pregnant, one full year away from antidepressants. That's how we're going to help your children. Stay well at Radio MD.